The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Dom. I love it when a plan comes together, especially on a Monday. Welcome to the big show, little buddy.
Happy, happy, happy hour to you, Crudy Rich. Thank you for working the board. Our fair audience, big show today, 844-967-2789. Congressman Mark Pocan is going to join us at 4:30. And former Lieutenant Governor of great state of Wisconsin and senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes, our friend, going to join us at 5 o'clock. Make sure you stick around for that.
And if you miss the Wisconsin hour or the Madison hour, as the case may be on WMDX, some of you tuning in for hour two here, Madison Plumber says, damn, Crudy, need some ice for that burn. Although Cam from Nina says, Crudy, in another universe, Dom is calling you dad.
What, daddy? Hey, daddy.
844-967-2789. That is the number. It works as a phone or a text line. And this is a very big day. Biggest day in American political history, question mark. Probably second only to perhaps when Trump was elected in 2016. In terms of the impression this day has made on my psyche. Because that was the worst day ever, dude. Worst day ever. They had turned off the little radio station we were broadcasting on, played Christmas music the day Donald Trump was elected. And this feels like the best day ever because Joe Biden has taken my advice. He called me personally and I said, Joe, it's time to step down, pass the torch. And believe me, the party will rally around your Vice President Kamala Harris. And boy, have they ever. And we've got some sound from the VP, the first sound. She spoke at the White House today. Now, Joe's still back in Delaware, recovering from the COVID. And she gave remarks. I believe there are a couple of NCAA teams at the White House today. But, you know, a new spotlight on the vice president. And as we get details about her planned appearance in Milwaukee tomorrow, like where and when, we'll share them with you. Because I am at least hopeful at this point to be in attendance, but I'm hoping I'm not missing some credential deadline because I'm doing a radio show. Some say the greatest ever, but let's jump into Vice President Kamala Harris's sound. The first sound since Joe Biden dropped out, play for the people, Rich.
I am firsthand witness that every day our President Joe Biden fights for the American people. And we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
Let's keep going with Vice President Kamala Harris, the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party. Too soon to call her that? I don't think so. Play it, please.
In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
I'll keep going. Kamala Harris, unmatched. Cut number three, please.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Yeah, a lot to run on, and now it will be Ms. Harris carrying that banner. A last one from the Vice President. Cut four, please, Rich.
The qualities that Beau revered in his father are the same qualities that I have seen every day in our president. His honesty, his integrity, his commitment to his faith and his family, his big heart, and his love, deep love of our country.
That was Vice President Harris. Apparently Harris right now is in Delaware meeting the campaign staff. So this is now going to be her staff as she ramps up the campaign.
And she's expected to travel to Milwaukee tomorrow, a pre-planned visit. They haven't made any announcements of a change of plan. She's supposed to be in Indianapolis on Wednesday, I believe, campaigning there. She was already planned, had already planned on being on the road on behalf of the then Biden-Harris campaign. And now the question becomes is who's the sidecar? The Harris-whom campaign. Dom, have you been vetted?
I have not, but I will serve if asked. Washington Post, they are combing through statements of 263 congressional Democrats and 23 Democratic governors, trying to figure out who has endorsed. As of this moment, according to the Washington Post, 244 have endorsed Harris and 42 have yet to endorse.
Dom, here's a statement from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler. He did something of a presser about 1:15 this afternoon. His statement, Wisconsin Democrats are united, fired up, and ready to deliver Wisconsin for Vice President Kamala Harris. Already, Vice President Harris has won endorsements from Governor Evers, Tammy Baldwin, and every other statewide elected Democrat, as well as elected Democrats at all levels and grassroots leaders and activists across the state. We've seen record-breaking fundraising with Wisconsin Democrats raising more than $140,000 in the last 24 hours. Those are down ticket. That's not the top of the ticket. There's no one better prepared to prosecute the case against Donald Trump than Vice President Harris. And our endorsement makes it official. Wisconsin Democrats are all in for Kamala Harris. I see it being reported at the Journal Sentinel. Almost all of the Wisconsin delegates that will be at the convention are already in for Kamala Harris. So there will be no contested convention. Although, who knows? Maybe Joe Manchin will throw his hat in so he can get his ass whooped by Kamala.
I think he brought it up and already discounted it based on some of the brief reporting that I've seen, but
maybe
you never know.
Maybe he saw the reporting from the Associated Press, Kamala's fundraising numbers. And here's the newest, Vice President Kamala Harris raised a record $81 million, $81 million in her first 24 hours as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for president. And that's before Crudy opened his wallet. And I know your cheap ass hasn't opened up yet, Dom. Maybe with some cajoling.
I'll find some couch cushion change.
That is more than any presidential candidate has ever raised in that stretch of time, the AP reports. Even more than after Trump got convicted of 34 felonies, Dom? Because I know it made him quite popular with his base. The Harris one-day total outstrips the nearly $53 million that Donald J. Trump raised after his criminal conviction, itself an eye-popping sum with, for a presidential candidate, according to the New York Times. And it also eclipses the roughly $72 million that President Biden raised in the first quarter after he began his re-election campaign in April of 23, more than his three-month total she raised in the first 24 hours. Little enthusiasm.
It's like there is some pent-up demand or something like that. Yeah, this is certainly good news for the Harris campaign.
The Harris campaign noted that over 888,000 grassroots donors made donations in the past 24 hours, with 60% giving their first contribution of the 2024 campaign cycle.
Wow.
60% new money. It's almost like they were unenthused about Joe, but now with Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, they're very enthused and willing to put their money where their mouth is. So the Republicans, them, they got a big problem suddenly. All the thunder stolen from their RNC. They got J.D. Vance out there. They're already regretting this pick because what does he bring other than some extremist platforms? They were already thinking they had this election won. They picked this guy to be a loyalist, not to be a campaigner. So I think the Republicans are in genuine trouble, Dom, and I don't think they see it that way. Right-wing talk radio saying, well, poor Kamala, you know, she's the sacrificial lamb. They're cleaning the decks for the Democratic Party in 2028. You know, who's going to oppose Trump? And I'm like, that is a very optimistic take because you haven't looked at the fundraising numbers. Fox News ain't reporting the $81 million out there, Dom.
Actually, they are.
Are they now? Have they gotten to it?
They did.
Like they've acknowledged reality. Like, oh, we got a problem because all the hosts on the Foxy News last night, Dom, they were all in trashing Kamala. All in trashing Kamala.
Well, of course. What else are they going to do? They're not going to compliment her in any way, shape, or form. They're going to question whether or not she was hiding the truth about Joe Biden's competency and, oh, you got to get exercise the 25th Amendment and get rid of yada, 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 yada. And then folks like Congressman Glenn Grothman out of Wisconsin saying yesterday that, you know, she's not too articulate in the Dems picture because of her race. So that's what the – and, of course, Glenn Grothman, if, you know, very – or reflective, I think, of the mega sentiment overall.
Well, love to hear from you, our fair audience. We got some fine guests coming, as mentioned. Mark Pocan, who just Friday asked Joe Biden to step down for the good of the nation. And Joe did. And he passed the torch. And he endorsed Kamala Harris, his vice president, like 30 minutes after making the social media announcement. And Dom, for those that didn't hear it, man, this is the most selfless act. This is the most right thing any politician has ever done. I'm so proud of my team. You know what I mean? The other team, they've never shown any inclination to do the right thing. And I can't remember any circumstance in the history. And I've been paying attention. Now I'm sort of a news freak. My whole life used to go to the library to read a paper when I was 14. And I got to tell you, I never remember a politician of this character. I mean, Jimmy Carter at 100 building houses and Joe Biden just under 100 stepping back from his presidential campaign, but doing the right thing for the American people, for his party, for history. I think history sighed.
And for himself, you know, for real, the right thing for
his
Joe
legacy.
As well,
well yeah, I hope it's yeah. the right thing for Joe.
Well, and his physical and mental health, you know, this it's a tough job. And now all he has to worry about is wrapping up the term, staying on point, and let the Harris campaign take over.
Well, maybe he could do a little surrogating. Help her get elected. Folks, I am very excited. I'm going to give, you know, I'm not saying a lot of money, but I'm going to give some money to the Harris campaign. But I'm kind of holding out for a vice presidential pick. Be curious who you think should be number two. Come back. I'm number one, Dom. That makes you number two. You're vice president of the Devils.
What does number two work for?
844-96-PARTY.
Girls, we run this mother. The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Going there next at 844-967-2789. Congressman Mark Pocan is going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
I'm feeling pretty good that the first female president of the United States will be Kamala Harris. Better all the time, Dom. My whole life perspective has changed for the better. I've been in a deep funk since the day I met you in college. And
30 years ago, man.
And now suddenly.
That is what happens when you consume too much joy, Crudy. You get used to it, man. The dopamine levels, as they kick, and then you're never quite the same without me.
Well, somehow I've surpassed Dom friendship dopamine levels. I am very fired up. Very excited. And I believe that we will win. I strongly believe that this changes the entire dynamic, this abbreviated race, and the fact that the Democratic Party, I mean, last week it was a party in chaos. This week, it's a party that just saw the top of the ticket raise $81 million in 24 hours, and the entire party rally around their new presumptive nominee, Kamala Harris, dude. I'm feeling great. RNC what? RNC who?
Baby, I mean, huh?
What a wasted week last week was. I see Trump's out there crumbling. I can't believe I got to start over. We've spent so much money planning for Biden. like who gives a brat's patoot about your campaign strategy blown to you-know-what?
Well, I mean, not only that, dude, I never heard the guy complain about spending somebody else's money. You know, I mean, that's what you do, Trump. Now it's a problem.
You know, it's so interesting. They say Joe Biden can't walk off the stage, but he just threw Trump a hell of a curveball.
Oh.
844-967-2789. Join us. Your opinions. And who should the VP pick be? That'll be all the consternation. Who's the VP? How do you round out the ticket? And everything I've heard so far, probably a white dude, balance out that ticket. But the fact that you're going to have the first female president, I hope that will inspire lots and lots of people. I do. I truly do. And I think they will be inspired. I would be inspired if I were a female voter. I would be inspired suddenly by this ticket. Certainly a lot more so than Joe Biden. And you can say misogyny. You can say racism. I've seen the quotes from Glenn Grothman. He's all that. Check, check, check. But I would point out, Barack Obama inspired record numbers of voters, young people, people in the state of Wisconsin, and really still comes down to like three key swing states. Does Kamala Harris inspire Milwaukee people, black people, young people? Does Kamala Harris do a better job than Joe Biden inspiring the electorate of the Democratic Party? And I think every indication in the first 24 hours is absolutely yes. So I know it's not going to be easy. I know they're going to attack this woman for every fault, true and imagined, right? But to claim she's inarticulate, to claim that she's laughing Kamala or whatever they think, oh, they're in for a rude awakening because she is so sharp. I've been telling you, she is intense, she is sharp, and she's going to wipe the debate stage with Trump's ass. Take it to Fox News. Go wherever you got to go, friendly or otherwise. But you're going to look like a felon clown compared to this woman, Trump. And I don't think he's going to want to debate her because he will lose.
844-967-2789. You never lose when you call the Devil's Advocates. John from Boaz, you are up. Welcome, John. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hi, this is the greatest radio show ever.
Yes, it is,
and
sir.
Don't you forget it. Crudy, you were predicting this Kamala Harris back in June.
Maybe.
So you should run. You should throw your hat in the ring for the VP.
Well, she wouldn't have me, but
not, you know?
You're sure.
Smart enough.
Kamala, call us, 844-967-2789. If asked, I would consider the position, but I suspect a swing state governor like Roy Cooper, maybe Shapiro in Pennsylvania, I mean, there's only a couple of paths. And I think there are more paths if Kamala Harris picks a swing state governor. So that's what I would like to see, but Crudy ain't on that short list. 844, not even my own short list. 844-967-2789. Jim from Madison. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, well, I just want to say that if the Democrats were planning this any better, they couldn't have done it better with the fact that before the convention, the Biden was getting picked on, and it was always just him in the news and nothing about Trump. And then they have their RNC, and then on Sunday, the bomb drops, and now poor Trump has just got to be flipping over somewhere, and his whole staff. What are we going to do? You know, because
the ketchup is flying, Jim. The ketchup is flying, I suspect.
Oh, you're damn right it is, and it couldn't be better because it's going to be all about who's Miss Harris going to pick for a vice president. You know, it's just going to be awesome for the next, 30 days or whatever the heck it is. But yeah, it couldn't have gone any better if they planned it that way. So,
well,
I'm just proud of everybody.
Jim, I cannot believe that the Democratic Party took the Crudy plan and executed it to a T, even to the timing. Excellent timing. Mark, let's sneak you in real quick. You got about a minute before Mark Polkan joins.
Hey, Mark.
Hey guys. Yeah, I think it's pretty good news. I checked already as well for Kamala, but it's just exciting that I think this puts the attention on Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, I don't think he's brave enough to meet her in a debate, because she'd chew him up and spit him out in little tiny pieces.
I think she damn near made Kavanaugh cry.
Yeah, she probably did. And Mike Johnson certainly is wetting his little depends over this whole thing as well, you know, demanding that President Biden step down already from being the president.
That's not going to happen, Mark. It's interesting. That is the top of the page at the Foxy News Digital, like, 25th Amendment calls for Biden. I'm like, good luck with that.
Yep.
You can spin it however you want to. Uh-huh. Nobody from Biden's cabinet is stepping up. They literally considered 25th Amendment against your guy after the January 6th. A couple of his cabinet secretaries resigned. That's real history, not fantasy you Republicans live in. My fantasies are coming true. Mark Pocan, my congressman, is next.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. And nothing but big news up around here. Mark Pocan going to have to sneak in the 5 o'clock hour. He is currently in a meeting. He does have some votes. Apparently a working congressman, but they are going to do their best to be flexible around our other fine guests. Mandela Barnes expected in the 5 o'clock hour, so, you know, we're gonna try to bring you lots of greatness in the happier happy hour. I'm doing my best to organize and reschedule the congressman in real time, but that means more time for you, our fair audience. 844-967-2789. Dom, the big news, and usually it's not quite this big. You know, some sleepy weekends, I'd be talking about the Jordan Love boat, and not this week. Not this Monday.
No.
Obviously, there is some breaking news. Joe Biden has stepped down, and he just did the freaking right thing. So few human beings, certainly political, do the right thing in life. And he looked past his ambition. He looked past a lot of things. And I think Joe Biden did the right thing for the nation. I find it very commendable. And his legacy will be greater for this. Certainly, it will be greater than if he had lost to Donald Trump in the fall. So yeah, I think he's done the right thing for the party. I think the party recognized, you know, in light of the fact that Joe Biden basically stepped down and endorsed his VP immediately, I've been very encouraged by everybody not falling in line, but understanding that, you know, you only get one dream. And the dream was Joe has not been effective. We all saw it on the debate stage. We need a new candidate at the top of the ticket. But I haven't heard another viable alternative even mentioned other than Michelle Obama by the conservatives.
Right.
Nobody's talking about anybody other than Harris. So we had a party in disarray a week ago. We're at the RNC. The RNC, they seem quite organized. They're all in their cult and lockstep. And the Democrats calling for Biden to step down over and over and over again seemed like they were not doing so with impact. It seemed like Joe Biden was just putting his heels down. And it seemed like we were sort of on this march towards inevitability. And no one was very excited about it. Certainly not the American electorate. And now they're fired up. And they're giving money to Kamala. And Kamala's scheduled to be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Hope to bring you all the fine coverage from inside the room. But I am fired up. I cannot remember another time in the 13 years, certainly we've done this, Dom, where I've been more excited about the political news, where I've been more positive, where I've thought, man, if I could have picked all the outcome and pulled all the strings, this is how I would have laid it out. So God forbid I'm wrong. But I'm telling you, Crudy feeling great today.
That's what I'm saying. Alan Smith, he's a political reporter over at NBC News. He tweeted out that Governor Shapiro does not deny he's discussed potentially serving as VP Harris's running mate.
And he's already being vetted.
When asked if he would accept the job, he says Harris will have to pick someone she is comfortable with.
Now, I've already seen it in print that Gretchen Whitmer was not interested in being the VP selection.
Correct.
Gavin Newsom, the California governor, has offered his endorsement, but does not want the VP position. So we're hearing most often, and obviously this is still pretty fluid. This is breaking news, and one must wonder how long before they announce, how long before the rollout of a VP candidate. I guess the question would be, is anybody else going to announce that they're running for the presidency? You know, Dean Phillips, one last hurrah. Joe Manchin rejoining the party just so he can try to break it from the inside. But I don't think there will be another viable presidential candidate. I think the party's already shown its preference for Kamala. So then the question becomes, when does she make her choice? And when do they roll that choice out? And is Tony Evers on that short list? Probably not.
Probably not. But maybe a swing state. Again, the Washington Post reporting of the 286 congressional Democrats and Democratic governors, 244 have endorsed Harris, 42 have not endorsed. I mean, that's pretty quick, man. I mean, as time has gone by over these last couple of days, a lot has happened. So you got to think, and when the news was coming out last week and we were talking about this and more, and of course, when Congressman Polkan, a very safe congressman in the Madison area, right? He's not going anywhere. When he comes out, he has you know, no political liability on this whatsoever. When he comes out and starts telling the president, hey, him and other or like three other folks, also very progressive, came out and informed the president that they're getting calls every single day about people's concerns. Man, this has been going, you know, the wheels have been churning for some time. And to see that how quickly this has come down, $81 million raised in the first 24 hours, 244 out of the 286 congressional Democrats and Democratic governors already in line. I mean, you got 42 people who have not yet endorsed. Presumably one of them would be the one to run, but that's probably not going to happen.
Now, Joe Biden came to Madison on July 5th, if you'll recall, Dom. Broke off my, you know, 4th of July holiday weekend to go and see the president. And Mark Polkan, my congressman, was there to introduce him from the stage. That was on the 5th. 2 weeks later, on the 19th, Mark Polkan publicly published a statement asking Joe Biden to step down. And 2 days later, and I'm not saying that was, you know, the final straw that broke the camel's back or anything of that sort, but the timing was 2 days later, Joe Biden finally made this decision to step down and within 30 minutes turned around, endorsed his vice president. And within 24 hours, I'd say everyone not named Trump or MAGA Lovin', everybody else got on board. I mean, I am feeling great about the Democratic Party's chances at this moment in history, Dom. I've never seen them galvanize around a great plan like this. It's a great plan. I love this plan.
It's a great plan now. Let's just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. Moving this program forward, hopefully, with a couple of fine guests in the happier happy hour, Congressman Mark Polkan, Mandela Barnes. We're going to try to squeeze them all in, and some of your phone calls. What's your reaction? Who's your Bob? Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty damn good, Bob. How about you?
I'm all right. Crudy?
Yes, sir.
I hate to do this.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not disagreeing with you, and I'm certainly not disagreeing with
Well, then don't harsh my buzz, Bob, but go ahead, man.
Oh. I hope you're right. That's basically, I really hope you're calling this one right, man, because I'm following you.
What was the alternative, Hoosier Bob? I mean, let's look at the pragmatically. I think I'm right, but of course, I'm not Kreskin. All I know is that Kamala Harris has galvanized the base. She has the enthusiasm of the base. And we as a party, and I'm throwing myself in with the Democrats, apparently I gave enough money, they're asking me for more. I think that this decision gives the Dems better than a fighting chance this fall. I think to have stayed with Joe Biden, and ultimately, if that had been his decision, I think it would have been an inevitable march towards a Trump second term. So, well, Hoosier Bob, to do nothing, I think would have been disastrous.
I'm not arguing with you. I
feel like you
really
are.
I do tend to agree with you, but I'm just, you know, I'm looking at the arguments. I know that the pumpkin heads are going to raise.
Misogyny and yeah, racism,
but Bob,
dude.
Let me ask you, regardless of what the megas have to say, so what? It's not their party, not their candidate. They're gonna criticize no matter what. So if we just put that aside, what do you think? I think I want to know what you think, Bob. I think Kamala Harris, she energizes the base, she brings in some youth, and what and she's a woman in the age of Dobbs,
and
the worst side of it, Bob, is that what she gonna lose a couple old white men? I mean, is that what we're talking about?
No, politically she brings speaking. So much. She brings so much to this ticket. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. she'll bring the female vote. She'll bring the black vote. She'll bring Asian vote. She will bring the youth vote.
And the Crudy vote, Bob. The Crudy vote. That's an important constituency in my house.
No, let me ask you, Bob. What do you think?
The Crudy money.
Oh, absolutely. I'm good for a few shekels. Absolutely.
What's the biggest downside, Bob? What's the biggest liability? What's the biggest pitfall, in your opinion, right now as we stand with the Harris campaign?
The argument from the right is going to be, oh, she's doing nothing but riding on the coattail.
Coattails of whom?
Yeah. Biden.
Well, I don't think it'll be a credible argument when she's out there at the top of the ticket.
Oh, I agree. Come on, man. Again.
No, I get it. But what you're saying, though, Bob, you're saying what my point, let me ask you from a different perspective. What's the biggest pitfall from a Democratic standpoint, from a liberal standpoint? I mean, we know, again, discount what the righties and the megas are going to say. They're going to criticize regardless whether it's justified or not. What's your opinion? What's the downside in your mind of this move right now, Bob, as we stand?
I'm not seeing a downside, okay, for the Dems. Yeah. I don't know everything about the woman. I mean, she's got a good record off the West Coast. But, you know, we don't know her here. I don't, you know the truth, I'm just scared.
Don't be scared, Bob. I assure you, this is a good thing, and thank you for listening. That's a good thing as well. You say we don't know her. Kamala Harris coming to Wisconsin for the fifth time this year tomorrow. I mean, one thing that the Donald Trump campaign did very, very well in 2016, they showed up, and Hillary's team did not have her show up. She showed up in other states, but never came back after she won the nomination, never came back to Wisconsin. Variety of factors. I don't want to relitigate Hillary's candidacy, but that is substantially different. Showing up is a big deal. As far as I'm concerned, candidates that show up, they generate enthusiasm on the ground for their campaigns. Hey, did you see Kamala Harris? Oh, no. Well, she was great. I saw her. People tell their friends. They tell their families. But if you never show up, well, you know, I don't care how good your surrogates are. It's just not as effective. And in states like Wisconsin, where the margin of victory is like 20,000 votes, I feel like the margins shifted more than 20,000 votes in the last 24 hours towards the Democratic team. Now, again, we're not done yet. It's a coin flip here. And we're not the only state that matters. It's us. It's Michigan. It's Pennsylvania. Hell, put Roy Cooper on the ballot. Maybe North Carolina comes into play. Put Mark Kelly on the ballot. Maybe Arizona comes into play. But suddenly, the Democratic Party's got something to feel good about. And they got the momentum. The momentum. When we see the new polls coming out, maybe not today, but give it a week, you're going to see Kamala Harris creeping ahead of Trump. And I think this is a momentum that will grow through the DNC and the bump that the Democrats get. And the great news is no RNC bump. Joe Biden curveballed your ass and stole all your bump, Trump. Suck it, buddy. Feels good to know that Joe stuck it to Trump one last time on his way out the door.
Well, you know, nothing like a Trump without the bump. They get very upset when they don't have their bump.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll get you bumped up. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the glass.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Go in there next, 844-967-2789. Then make sure you stick around for the Happier Happy Hour. And Della Barnes, former lieutenant governor of the great state of Wisconsin and former senatorial candidate, going to join us at 5 o'clock. Mark Polkan, trying to sneak him in as we can as well.
So let's get back to the phones and your phone calls right now. Sharky from Racine. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sharky.
Good morning, guys, and good afternoon. This is all good news. You got a smile on my face. I'm having my next stuff land in Kugel. What I want to tell you, I want to tell you this is that in my first life, the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, I had a handful of wonderful, I won't name them, but wonderful prosecutors on the felony side in the southeastern Wisconsin. And I loved them. And so our vice president, I watched her for the 4 years. And I said, you know what? They remind me of those ladies here in southeastern Wisconsin kicking butt on the male DAs. And it was always good. And so basically now they moved from here to Milwaukee in the federal court. And they're still kicking butt, and I am so proud of them, and I'm so proud of our vice president.
You know, I had the opportunity, Sharky, to meet Kamala Harris in October of 2018, and that was shortly after the Kavanaugh hearing. And she was in town campaigning on behalf of Tammy Baldwin. I can't believe it's been 6 years. But she was so sharp in the Kavanaugh hearings. I swear to God, she had the guy crying on the stand. I like beer. They'll take away my beer. But Sharky, I think when it comes time to debate Trump, he will wither.
I don't have any question about that. He's going to be going through more bed sheets than he did in the hotel.
Appreciate the call, Sharky. You know, the other thing,
when he was in Russia, huh? Thanks for the call, Sharky.
You know, the other problem for Trump about this black woman is he's a huge racist misogynist. Pardon me. I mean, he's going to say so many racist, misogynist things.
I mean, that's what
it's going to be so galling, especially when the polls start coming out and Kamala is leading Trump. It's rigged. I can't believe. And I don't know when his first epitaph will come out, when his first occurrence of calling the VP an N-word, but don't be shocked when it happens.
It's probably already out. 844-967-2789. The second gentleman is addressing the campaign staff in Wilmington, Delaware. We expect the vice president will be speaking at some point as well.
Someone asked me what could be the perceived weakness of Kamala Harris. And the only one I can perceive, her support, and her husband is Jewish. Doug Emhoff is Jewish. And we know that a lot of young people have been sort of against the Biden-Harris support for the Jews post-October 7th and what happened, the incredible
carnage. Well, for the Israeli government led by Netanyahu, I think there's lots of folks that support the Jewish people.
Sure, but I would say if there is any weakness, it's that she's pretty much stood with Israel throughout this. And I've seen protesters at Kamala Harris events, including here in Madison. So there are young people that aren't going to just jump on board just because she's younger than Biden. But I think overall, those that would have that advocacy are still nuanced. They know what's happening in the world, and they will care enough to want to have human autonomy over their own bodies if they're women. I still strongly think many of them will become Harris voters. 844-967-2789, especially considering the extremist that J.D. Vance is. Oh, yeah, on the top of the ticket on that side, he's a 34-time convicted felon. But I believe, is it the vice president speaking now?
Not quite yet. Let's get Jack from the Mac. We'll get you going until the vice president speaks.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, I can see the Fox News and the cult. So these guys are going absolutely nuts over the possibility that he'll be running against Harris for two reasons. First of all, she's a woman, and when Trump actually lost by about 3 million votes, even though the Electoral College appointed him because he was able to manipulate that. But I don't think that's likely to happen quite as easily this time. Second thing that they're really afraid about is her ethnicity.
Sorry about that, Jack. Let's get to it. Rich, do you have it potted up? Let's hear the vice president speaking right now at the campaign headquarters in Delaware.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call, and we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do, everybody here does.
It's mutual.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe.
A love fest in Delaware between the president and the vice president. She's now the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. For a few more minutes, we'll listen.
So let me acknowledge some extraordinary national leaders who are also dear friends, both to the president and to me. Governor John Carney, where are you? There you are. And his wife, they are here. Senator Tom Carper, my former colleague. And his wife is here. Chris Coons, my dear friend. Attorney General Kathy Jennings. The mayor is here. Przinski, where are you? There. And the next United States Senator from the great state of Delaware is here, Lisa.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The vice president has taken the stage in Delaware. We've got to take a brief commercial break. We'll come back. We've got Mandela Barnes. We've got my congressman, Mark Pocan. Maybe more live of the vice president addressing the nation. The presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. I like saying that. Come back, more Devils.
This truly is a Delaware family. Thank you.